You hold that tzadikhes in the bottom Mishnah. That tzadikhes.
Ha Pesach shenisarev bizvochim. A korban Pesach before Pesach got mixed up with other psochim, with the korban oilo, with the korban shlomim. So you don't know which is which. You don't know which animal is the korban Pesach. You don't know which is the oilo, which is the shlomim, or the oshim. So Mishnah says kulam yiro, all three of them. Now let's say three got mixed up together. You have to let them all pasture in the fields. Achi istovu, until a mum comes upon them. And then it comes about mum. Now you can be poida these kabonis. V'yamochru, and you sell them. V'yovi b'dimei hayofa shebehem. Now when you sell them, the money. Now again we have a suffix. Which one is the korban Pesach? Which one is the oila? Which one is the korban shlamim? So you don't know which one to bring with the money. Like there are three different values. One, let's say, is worth $100. $180, $170. So misafik, you have to be machmir to say whichever one you want to bring, you have to spend the most amount, the $90 one. So therefore, the yovi b'dimei hayofesh, if the best one is worth $90, you have to take $90 worth miminze and buy a korban oila. Or v'dimei hayofesh b'hen miminze, and again with another $90, you have to buy now a korban oshim, or else you have to bring a korban pesach. If the three got mixed up together, and now v'yaf said ha'moisim ibeisai. Now l'chura, you're losing out some money because these three animals here right now, one is worth $90, one is worth $80, and one is worth $70. So really, what you're doing, you're selling them, but you have to buy now three new animals, each one worth $90. So you're losing out like $30. You're losing out. So the extra money you have to spend from yourself. If v'yaf said ha'moisim ibeisai, that you have to get on from your own house, like Rashi says. Ha Pesach shnisavu b'zvochim, shloisha teloyim. You had three teloyim. Echad shal Pesach, one was a korban Pesach. V'yechad shal oshem, v'yechad shal oilo. V'nisavu ha Pesach b'nayim, and the korban Pesach got mixed up with them. Is alocha kulam yiruvu, yiru. You have to let all three become a balmum, and you sell them. V'yovid v'nayav yofesh shabem oilo. From the most expensive one, $90 one, you have to buy a korban oilo worth $90. T'shema hayof oilo. Because you have a suffix, maybe the one, the most valuable one, that was the korban oila. Or with the meha, you offer shabem oshem. Who are them when you buy a korban oshem with this money? You also have to spend $90. Because maybe the more expensive one was the korban oshem. And the same thing when you buy a korban pesach, you have to spend $90 because maybe the most expensive one was the korban pesach. So even though you get less money now by selling them, but still you have to add your own money from your house because you have to be out to the suffix. Since you make it doesn't make enough meaning if it's one person or three people, but all of them together, if they want to bring their carbon down, this is what they have to do. They have to sell these and buy new ones. And in Asafik, you have to buy the most expensive one for three of them. Right, as Mishnah says, Nisarvu, what happened now? Nisarvu b'bechoris. What happened to the carbon Pesach got mixed up with the Bechor? And you don't know which animal is what. Is Rabbi Shimon Noemi, Rabbi Shimon says, Chaburois, Kahanim Yoichlum. If all the people appointed upon this Korban Pesach were Kahanim, some Amonashach, the two animals got mixed up. One is a Bechor, and one is a Pesach. Now, if all the people on this Pesach were Kahanim, some Amonashach, they're allowed to eat these two behemoths. Because even whichever one is which, it's mutter for Kahanim to eat a Bechor. And it's mutter for these people, these Kahanim, to eat the Korban Pesach. Because they were part of this Korban Pesach. So therefore, these people are allowed to eat the two animals. Here, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to sell them, but rather the Kahanim could eat them. Rashi says, Nisarvu b'bchoris, the what's the chiluk by a korban b'chor, Shematen domon umaten dama pesach shavam. They both have the exact same avoidus. A korban pesach and a korban b'chor have the same type of azrikas dam. And both of them, v'yein tunim tenufa chazov v'shoik. You don't have to lift up the chazov v'shoik. Both of them do not have to have a mitzvah smicha, and both don't have to have a yayin brought with it. So therefore, since both kabbonis have the exact same avoidon, so that when they do the avoidon, so the bechorim, each one of them make a tanai, and they don't make a difference. They say, whichever one is the Pesach, we're doing l'shem Pesach, whichever one is the bechor, we're doing l'shem bechor. They both have the exact same avoidus. And if all of them belong to Kahanim, the three people on the korban Pesach, Akohanim, so Monashach, they're allowed to eat both these Kabonis. Rashi Rab Shimon Oima, Im Kolach Aburukulum Kahanim Hoyu, Yoichlo Es Kulam. Boy Balayla, that night, Padafka, they have to eat both Kabonis. V'yakrev pesach l'shem pesach kol mokim shu v'yavachor with l'shem b'chor b'chol mokim shein. When you shas you during the avodah, you just say whichever one really it is, that's the kavon I have for it. If this is the pesach, I'm doing l'shem pesach. If this is the b'chor, I'm doing l'shem b'chor. But nageya to eating the meat, since the only kahanim here and kahanim are allowed to eat both this korban pesach because they're part of it and they can eat the b'chor, so therefore monashach at this night on Leil Pesach they're allowed to eat the two kavonas together. So the Gemara Kashim, how is it mutter? I v'hokomaisi kodeshim lebeis hapsul. How could you say l'monashach eat these two animals and really one of them is a b'chor? Now really a b'chor, you're allowed to eat the meat 2 days and one night in between. Now the one that's a korban pesach, you're only allowed to eat that night. That's all. So if you want to be noig l'chumra both of them, you can't eat either one of them more than tonight. So let's say you have some meat left over till tomorrow morning. So really, it's a suffix. Maybe that's the meat from the korban b'chor, and you're allowed to eat it. But we're telling you, no, you can't eat it. Now you have to burn it because maybe it's a korban pesach. So that's cool. You're bringing kodshim lebeis hapsul. You're making us burn it before this man. Like Rashi says, "V'okamaisi kodeshim lebeis hapsul l'Rav Shimon kaporos." This is a kasha on Rav Shimon. "T'mamayit bezman achilas habosar v'sar for the noiser ad boikish like a din." That you're telling me now you're allowed to eat these two karbonas, so you could only eat them only that night. If it's left over to the next morning, you have to burn them, and that's like a din mishum sofik pesach. The reason why you have to do that because both is a sofik. You don't know which one is a karban pesach. So any meat that's left over till the next morning, you have to be afraid maybe it was from the korban pesach, and you have to burn it. The male of a heavily lema yiru. In such a case, it would have been better to say, let these two animals wait till they become a bal mum. Shadin abechor l'shnei yom v'lay lechud. Because really, the meat of the korban of a bechor, you're allowed to eat for 2 days and one night. So it's not right to make you take away this man of eating it. You may make you burn it when you don't have to really. So therefore, the svarah should be, it's better to make these two animals pasture in the fields until it becomes a bal mum and sell them. And with the money, buy new behemoths. You know, klal, which one is the b'chor, which one, or at least you know which one is the korban pesach at least. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon l'taymei. That's not sure. Rabbi Shimon goes according to his time. The Yom Rabbi Shimon holds like this. Mevi'in kodesh shim l'beis hapsul. He holds, you're better off. You're allowed to shech the korbanos the way they are. Even though you're going to have to eat the meat earlier than it's real time, it's better to do it this way. Trashi, l'mayit bezman achilosan mutiv milanatkon l'riyah. It's always better to shech the animal the way it is right now, even though misofik, you can't eat the meat more than tonight, rather than just letting the animal pasture in the fields until it becomes a bal mum. How do we know this is Rav Shimon Shita? The Tanan we learned. Oshom shenis arvo bishlomim. A korban oshom got mixed up with a korban shlomim. Is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Yishchato b'tzofen. Take both of these korbanos and make the shchita for both of them on tzofen. Even though with shlomim, which is only kochim kalim, you can make the shchita wherever you want. But since one is an oshim, that's kodesh kadoshim, it's only dafka on the tzofen on the north side of the mizbeach. So misofik, Rabbi Shimon says, take both these two animals and make the shchita for both of them on the tzofen side. V'yoychlu kechayim eshebem. And you have to eat both animals like the chumrah of a korban oshim, which is only eating for 1 day and one night. So even though one animal is a korban shlomim, which should have been able to eat for 2 days, we say no, since it's a suffix, which one is the oshim, both cannot be eaten more than just 1 day and one night. That's from Shimon Shita. Now Omru Loi, the chum said back to Shimon, Ein mevi'in kodeshin lebeis hapsul. That's not a good thing to do, because since you're shechting both of them, and one of them really is a shlomim that you're allowed to eat for 2 days. Now, any meat you have left over till tomorrow morning, you're going to have to burn minas sofik. And that's not nice to make kachim be burnt if it really doesn't have to. So, therefore, the Rabbanan say in such a case of an oshrim and a shlomim, don't shecht either one of them. Let them both become bal mums, and we'll poid the both of them, and you buy new kabonis. That's the lacha they say there. But Rav Shimon l'shitas is very good. Rav Shimon says, I don't care if ukam l'day psul. It's better right now to take these two animals and shech them and eat them, k'choy m'shabem, eat them in 1 day and one night, and it's better than not shechting at all. Fred Gemara of Rabbonin heichi yavdinin. But according to Rabbonin, how will we do in our case in the Mishnah? Our case in the Mishnah, well, let's say a Bechor and a Pesach got mixed up together. A Korban Bechor got mixed up with a Korban Bechor. You don't know. So what should you do now? Rashi the Rabbon and Rashi says, the Yamri that say ain mevian, that you don't let kochim come the base absum. What can you do in a case like our Mishnah where the korban pesach got mixed up with the bechor? So Rashi says, Bishleim megabi oshem. I understand those last brayzum that oshem got mixed up with the shlamim, or else I pesach shnesav boilav yoshem ikol meima yirov yimachru. That's very good. Rabbanan Shita is when a pesach oshem oila got mixed up together, you don't know what's what. So let all three of them pasture in the fields until they become a balmum, and then you sell them, and the money you bring a new carbon. And with each one, with the money, you buy the carbon that you were supposed to have had. But the question is now, but when a carbon Pesach got mixed up with a Bechor, Nemaboy, by Bechor, the Torah says, you're not allowed to be paid a Bechor. The loch of a Bechor is, calls the man its time, you have to bring it for carbon, and the Kohen eats it. If it becomes the Baal Mum, the Kohen eats it the way it is now. But you're not allowed to sell a Baal a Bechor. V'yein loy pidyon, there's no din pidyon on a Bechor. V'yein loy toifes as domov. If you sell it, the money doesn't have any klusher on it. V'yein yoytze mukdishas ha'lechoyl. Al ha'moyis. The money never becomes kodesh instead of the animal. El anecha b'mum ha'lechoyin. Even when a Bechor becomes a Baal Mum, the locher is still has kedusha, and the Kohen eats it the mumai. O pesach ma'ashen kein bar pidyonu. V'yein anecha b'loy pidyon. Ma'ashen kein a carbon pesach. Even if it becomes a Baal Mum, it still has kedusha on it. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to be part of it. So what do you do now, according to Rabbanan? When one animal is a Bechor, and one animal is a Pesach, and they got mixed up together. So what can you do? You can't stand and say, let them both pasture in the fields, and you'll sell both of them. Because the one that's a Bechor, you're not allowed to sell. So what can you do now? So Rava says like this, Namtin loy ad shiyumamu. You have to wait till both of them become a Baal Mum. And the Chanami. So Rabbanan say, you can't shech them both right now. Because since the Pesach is only able to eat just tonight, and the Kovim Bechor is allowed to eat for 2 days, so when you're going to take away this man achila, you can't do that. You can't shech them. So you have to wait until both of them get a Baal Mum. V'yovi behema, now bring another animal, shemena, bring another animal just as fat as the fatter one of these two. For laymen, say like this now. Kol heichod isla Pesach, whichever one of these two animals is the Kovim Pesach, tochol alei. I want it to be chal upon this animal I have right now, this third animal. I want this third animal now to have the Kedushas Pesach. Tahai, v'yocholuhu b'toyres b'chor u'balmum. So, Melo, the live animal, now the third animal, the manashach, that's going to have a Kedushas Pesach on it. Because you're saying whichever one of those two is the Pesach, you want it to be pointed the Korban Pesach on this third animal. So the third one now becomes the Korban Pesach. Now, the original two, what do you do with them? You have to be noig l'chumri, even though they're both u'balmum now, so manashach. The one that's a Korban Pesach, since you are poider it, really it's chulin gemurim. Really you should be able to eat it no matter how you want to. Sell it in the marketplace. Mashenken, the other one, which is a Korban Bechor, since it's only a Baal Mum, you can't be poider it, a Kohen has to eat it. But when the Kohen goes to eat a Bechor, he has to eat it with special halachas. He can't eat it in the marketplace, he has to eat it with Kedusha. So halacha is now, the Ochalu B'teres Bechor Baal Mum. The other two, he eats both of them, the Chumra, B'teres Bechor Baal Mum. Like Rashi says, Mamtim, he waits ad shiyimamu, until it becomes a Baal Mum. V'yavid behem shemeno, v'yofa shebem, bring a third animal, that's just as good as one of these, the better one. V'neim, it's like this, kol heichod isla pesach tichum, k'dushosa yahanech mois. Whichever one was the pesach, you wanted to be poider on this animal right now, or on the money of you have it. Parach mois shlomim k'din mois a pesach. Hamel, the money you buy a current pesach with it. V'yochu lei l'chol atarubas, but the other two you can eat. But teres bechor b'amum. So Rashi v'yezdi terose. What's the loch of a bechor that's a b'amum? A nishchat bitlej. You're not allowed to shecht it in the marketplace. V'yem nimcha b'yiklej. You can't sell it there either. Because it's a bizoyin for kochim to sell it there. V'yem nishkob litri. You can't weigh it on a regular scale. V'yem hoya makir b'pesach. But if you would have known which one of the common pesach shenifta, that you appointed it, so it's regular chul in that one. Hoya shechta yemarcha b'yitlej im yirtza. If you would have known which one was the Korban Pesach, you could be pointed to that one. And then it would have been mutter to sell the Yitlis. But since you don't know which one it is, Samela Luchurma, you have to eat both those two animals, but teres a mum of a Bechor. Which means you can't sell to the main marketplace, you can't weigh it on a regular scale, and you can't shecht the Yitlis either. You have to be knowing more cover to it.
Yeah.
So that's the Mishnah. Chabura, chabura, shavat pischa. What happened? You had five people that Erev Pesach brought a carbon Pesach together. And now all these five, they lost their carbon. It's chabura, shavat pischa. The Omru Liechod, now four of them told the one person, the fifth person, say your bikish, do us a favor, go look around the fields, see if you can find our carbon. V'shochat olenu, and like we made you a shliach, that if you do find it, we want you to shech the carbon for us, as we still want to be part of your carbon. Now, v'holach u'motzu. What happened was this one person went and found the carbon, and he shechted it for five people. Abba-Bahim, the other four people, they were waiting, and they got nervous. They thought that guy will never find the carbon, so they went and bought a new carbon for themselves. V'shochatu, and they also brought it for carbon Pesach. So what's the halacha? The halacha is every person can only have one Pesach, can't have two. So we say like this, Im shaloi nishkat rishayim, when these four people send the fifth person like a shliach, go find it, if that person found the carbon first, and brought it first, he brought that carbon at 1 o'clock. And then first 2 o'clock, the other four people brought a second carbon, so since that one was brought at 1 o'clock, that's the one they're all yaitza with. So mainly we say, nishkat rishayim, hu oichal mishaloi, this one person that brought it at 1 o'clock, he has the right to eat from it, and the other four people also eat from that carbon. Because the four people told this one person, find it and shecht it for us. So at 1 o'clock, they were still part of his carbon, that's their carbon. Now, Mishaloi, even though at 2 o'clock they got nervous in the afternoon, and they did not realize that the one was brought already, and they brought a second one, so, they eat from his. What about V'im Shalahem Nishkat Rishon? Let's say it came out that the four people got nervous, and 2 o'clock they brought their own carbon. And the one that was looking for it didn't find it until 3 o'clock. So these four people brought their carbon first. Then we say, Hey Moichlem Mishlehem. These four people now, since at 2 o'clock when they brought it, the first one did not find it yet. So we say, since they brought a new carbon, they zicha took their hands off the old carbon, and they wanted to be part of this new carbon. So they have a right now to eat from this new carbon they brought. For who? But that the other person that went to look for the carbon and found it at 3 o'clock, Vu'eichel Mishaloi. He for sure did not have das to be part of the new carbon they brought, because he had das, he's still going to find it. So since he found it by 3, and he brought it at 3 o'clock, that's his carbon. He has the right to eat from his carbon. What about V'yemeni Yadua Eizem Yam Nishkat Rishon? Let's say we don't know, we're not sure which one of the two were brought first. Again, in the morning, five of them, they realized they lost the carbon. So they told one of them, go look for it. Now, 1 o'clock, that guy found it, and he talked and brought it. The other four got nervous. They also had a carbon brought for them, also around 1 o'clock. So they don't know exactly who was brought first, which one was first. What's the locha? Or else, Osha Shachtu Shnem Kiechot. In Echnami, Lamais had happened, both of them shechted at the exact same time. For some reason, they had a good clock, and both of them said at 1 o'clock, both of them brought it. They didn't tell one another yet. But at 1 o'clock, this one person that looked for it found it and brought it at 1 o'clock. And these other four people got nervous and brought their own carbon at 4 o'clock. What's the halacha? So we say, Hu oichel mishaloi. This one person that went to look for it, for sure, he only had in mind to use that carbon that he found. So that's his carbon Pesach. For sure, he's allowed to eat from it. His Hu oichel mishaloi. He can eat from his carbon. For him, these other four people, though, now, we have a suffix, really, which one of the two carbonas are theirs? If on the side, the one that found it, was at 5 to 1. So 5 to 1, they didn't bring their carbon yet. So when that person brought the carbon, he brought it for four people. So the four people only have a right to eat from his carbon. But if their carbon was brought at 5 to 1, and his carbon was brought 5 after 1, where are these four people's carbon? The carbon they brought. Then they're only allowed to eat from their carbon, and not from the first one's carbon. So it's a suffix, which carbon Pesach can these four people eat from? So lochra, they can't eat from either one of them. So the Mishnah, for who v'heim einam oichlem imoy, they're not allowed to eat with this one person's carbon, because we're afraid maybe these four people brought their own carbon before that one person brought the carbon for all of them. And if they brought their carbon first, that's their carbon Pesach, not his. So these four people cannot eat from his carbon. V'shalahen, mashenka, the carbon that these four people brought, also they can't eat from it. because there's a suffix, maybe the one person that found the carbon found it and brought it before they brought their carbon. So if they're mumuna on the first one's carbon, they can't eat their carbon. So their carbon misafik cannot be eaten. So lachar is vishalahem yotzla beis asreifa. Their carbon that they brought has to be burnt. Nobody's allowed to eat it because it's possible the first one brought his carbon first. So all these four people already had that carbon pesach brought. Now when they went and got nervous and brought a second one that did it shleikedin, and it's a pesach puzzle. It has no bialim on it. So therefore you have to burn it. Over the Mishnah says the Chiddush though, opturim elatzas pesach sheni. But these four people now are potter from bringing the pesach sheni because really, really mamonoshach. The yaitza, the carbon, one of these two carbonas were brought for these four people. On the tzad, the first one shechted first. See, shechted his carbon for everybody. So these four people have a carbon brought for them. On the tzad, these four people got nervous and they brought their carbon first. Their carbon is the carbon pesach. So for sure, these four people had a carbon pesach brought for them. Just halacha, we don't know which carbon they're allowed to eat from. And halacha is, if they're not part of that carbon, they can't eat from it. So misafik, they can't eat from either one of the two carbonas. So that's the chiddush. Even though they can't eat from any carbon, still they yoytza the mitzvah's carbon pesach, and they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. Because we all, the eating of the carbon is not likuva. Rashi says, Upturim mi pesach sheni, memonoshach, berishin yoytza. Because memonoshach, they were yoytza here. One of these two carbonas are theirs. Either did not eat it, the Teretz says that Achil is not market. Even though you don't eat from your carbon, the Maisa B'Shas, you brought it, you will yaitze. This is one case. Vaita. What about Omar Lohem? Omar Lohem, Imachriti Tzu B'Shachetu Olai. Now it's the opposite way. Omar Lohem. But Omar Lohem is this one person now that went to look for the carbon now. Again, there were five people here in the morning. They had their carbon and they lost it. So now they made up one of them is going to go look for it. So not that the four told the one, but rather this one person that went to look for the carbon told the other four. And he told them, Omar Lohem, Imi Charti, let's say I'm going to spend the whole day looking for the carbon and I won't find it. So what's going to be then? We'll be up the creek, we won't have the carbon Pesach. Isu b'shachetu alai. I'm telling you right now, if I don't come in up a tunnel, if I don't come back by 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I want you to bring Korban Pesach for me also. That's what this one person that went to look for it told the other four people. Is holach umotzu. Now what happened? This one person went to look for it and he found it. Vishochat. And he made it, he brought it for Korban Pesach. It looked like this. Vehaim and these other four people got nervous. Lochu, they brought a new carbon. They bought it. Vishochtu, they also brought their carbon. So now again, the shaila, which carbon is yaitzef, which one of them? Is im shelahen nishchat rishon, if these four people brought their carbon first, so pshita hein oichle mishelahen, vu oichle imohen, that these four people have a right to eat from their carbon, because that's the one that's brought first, and who are then this other person, this one person that went to look for it, is also yaitzef with their carbon pesach. Because before this one person left, he told them, if I don't make it back, I want to be part of your new carbon. So he hadn't asked to be part of their new carbon. So since their new carbon was brought first, that's the carbon that applies to both of them. So even this one person is allowed to eat from their carbon. What about v'im shaloi nishchat rishon? Let's say now this one person that went to look for the lost carbon found it first and brought it first. So since at the time he brought it, the other ones did not bring a carbon for him, pshita, he has asked to be yotze with this one he's bringing right now. So v'im shaloi nishchat rishon, if his carbon that he found right now is brought first, his suaychum mishaloi, pshita, he eats from the carbon he brought, because he has asked to use it, that's why he made it. Fahein, but these other four people, they never told this one person, do it for us. Mashma, the four people right away made up, we don't have das, we don't think you'll ever find it, we don't want to be part of your carbon. But they told them right away, we're going to make our own. So therefore, v'hein oichle mishalhem, even though the one that was lost was found and brought first, so what? These four people have a right to bring their own carbon, and they eat from their own carbon. Because here the four people did not tell that one person, do it for us. It was the opposite way. The one person that took the chance to look for it told the other four people, in case I come back too late, I want to be part of your carbon. So therefore here the shofik is only the gate to that one person. If he brought his first, he could eat his. if they brought their first, he is part of theirs, and therefore the one he brings later is also goes the Breis HaSreifa. You have to burn. Now, V'imeini Yedua, Eizem Yem Nishkat Rishon, let's say we don't know, it's a suffix to us, which one of the two were brought first, that the one that was found was brought around 1 o'clock, and these other four people also brought one around 4 o'clock. Or else, oi, Sheshachatu Shneim Kiechon, or else we know for sure, both of them are brought exactly at 1 o'clock. So what's the halacha? Halacha is, Hein Oichla Mishlehem. These four people for sure are allowed to eat their Korban Pesach. Because they had no das, they had no intentions of it being Yitzah with the one that was lost. When the one person went to look for it, they didn't tell them, look for it for us. They were Nicha that's lost, we're going to find our own. So pshit to the four people that brought their own Korban, they have a right to eat from it. Abibahu, the one person that went to look for it, by him we have a suffix. Because before he left, he told the other four people that on the tzad I come too late, I want to be part of your Korban. So therefore, if their Korban was brought first, he for sure has in das in mind to be part of their Korban. Then he can't eat from his own Korban. So this person we have in doubtful, which one is his Korban? Ru eino oichli mohin. He's not allowed to eat with them. Why can't he eat with them? Because maybe the one that he found, he brought that one first. And if that one was brought first, that's his Korban. So he's not allowed to eat with somebody else's Korban. V'shalayim, for his Korban that he brought, he also can't eat it. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the other four people brought their Korban first. And he said he wants to be part of theirs. So if their Korban was brought first, and then later he brings his own, he's not allowed to bring it. It's Yotzla Beis HaSreifon. His Korban has to be burnt. It's a Postle Korban. Oh, but even now, even though this one person cannot eat the Korban from either one of them, he can't eat any meat that night, still, Upotim Alasas Pesach Sheni. He is Potter for bringing the Pesach Sheni. His Yotzes Mitzvah Pesach Rishon. Because Mamonim Shach, a Korban was brought for him. Either it's his own Korban, or else it's the other Korban the four people brought for him also. Just Lamaisi, he can't eat from either one of them, because we don't know which one is his Korban. And whichever one is his, he's not allowed to eat from the other one. So Menasofik, he can't eat from either one, but still the Mishnah says, his Yetzir mitzvah Korban Pesach. Because Lamaisi made a Kosher Shechita, a Korban was brought for him, therefore it's called the Kosher Pesach. Right. Omar lohen v'yomru loy. A little more complicated now. The same case. It's five people had a Korban Pesach in the morning, and the morning got lost. So they made up between themselves, one guy is going to go look for it. Now before he left, they both spoke to one another. So one person before he left told the other four people, if I come back too late, I want you to make a Korban for me. I want to be part of your Korban. And the four people told this one person, but you should know, if you find the Korban nice and early, so we want to be part of your Korban. Each one said to the other one, like, look, we wish you the best of luck, try and find it, and vice versa. But it means is, whoever brings it first, that's going to be the Korban, will be Yitzhak. Now, and what happened was, that these four people got nervous, they didn't see the one person coming back, so again, they brought their own Korban. So now we have a suffix now, which one was brought first? So look like this. Oich len kula min orishin. That's treated, whichever one of these two Korbanos were brought first, that's the one that's Yitzhak for all of them. Let's say the one that was found, the one person that went to find, they found it at 1 o'clock, and they brought it first. So the other four people told him, so we want you to be Yitzhak us. So about that 1 o'clock, they did not bring their own, the Yitzhak with his Korban. So whichever one, if we find out later, we know clearly, one was brought at 1 o'clock, one was brought at 2 o'clock, the one that was brought at 1 o'clock, that's the one they all eat from. Because the first one to be brought, either one wants to be Yitzhak with that Korban. So that's treat that whichever one was brought first, both of them eat from that one. What about V'imein Yedua? Eizo Mehem Nishkat Rishon. Let's say we can't tell, we don't know. It's a suffix to us. They didn't have clocks at that time. Each one said, yeah, round one, round noon, round 1 o'clock. Is, so we don't know which one came first. So the Maitza now in such a case, we don't know, well, both of them, all five of them now, don't know which is their Korban. Is the Alocha Shneyem Yoitz Lebeis HaSreifim. Both of these two Korbanos now have to be burnt. Nobody can eat from it. Because we have a suffix. Maybe the one that was found was brought first. So they're all supposed to eat only from that Korban. And they're not allowed to eat from the second Korban, because that Korban has no Bailam on it. But maybe no. Maybe the Korban the four people brought, that was brought first. Then that's the Korban they're supposed to eat from. And they're not allowed to eat from the Korban, the one that went to look for it, found and brought. So then we have a suffix, which one of these two Korbanos is the one that both eats, all five of them. So Lachar is, neither of them can eat from either one of these Korbanos. And still, is Shneim Yosem Beis HaSreifa. And Avada, the Potter, both of them from bringing the Pesach Sheni. because Lamaisa carbon was brought for both of them. Just we don't know which one was brought, therefore eating they both can't eat. But Lamaisa, each one of them is Yaisa.